Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation. Okay, and today we have a very interesting subject. Well, actually, it's a subject that everybody loves to avoid. And this subject is the subject of guilt. Nobody likes this one. It's no fun to feel guilt. Matter of fact, there are certain people that you might run into that say, I don't feel guilty about anything. You know, I'm this way, and I was born this way, and I really don't feel bad about anything. But you can tell someone that feels guilty because they are a blamer. Wow, that's kind of a revelation that they're a blamer. Well, it turns out that there's these aspects of like your understanding, right? That you have that I'm generally guilty. A lot of times you can find that guilt because of your religious upbringing. You know, I was brought up Catholic, and guilt was a very big part of the culture of being Catholic. They say, you know, with Catholics, they have a joke, the guilt is from the waist down, and with Jewish people, that their guilt is from the neck up. So we have these cultures that really impose guilt as a method of control, like self-control, like, hey, don't do that. You know, it's wrong. It's bad. Well, I started off by talking about blame. If you have blame, you probably have some deep-seated guilt as well. And if you have guilt, you probably find yourself blaming a lot. And that blame not only is of self, but it extends beyond. This is a really good kind of thing to understand about people that are around you. If you find that they're blaming a lot, well, it might just say something about what's going on with them in their past, things they haven't addressed. The interesting thing about guilt is that when we have really processed, truly processed our guilt, the blame goes away. And when we start blaming, we stop blaming, that is, I mispronounced that, then the opposite happens. The guilt goes away. They're completely intertwined. I know they seem like they might not be, but they are. Guilt, in this episode, we're going to go through a lot of the different ways that we're impacted in our life and what we can do about it, how we can deal with guilt. Guilt is very much a part of most humans' lives. It's just to what degree are we impacted by it? And do we have the skills to begin to process? When we suppress our guilt is when we run into a lot of problems. Liz Larson and myself always like to say that our body will express for us the emotion that we cannot process. And for a lot of people, they really suppress it because it's so uncomfortable to feel guilty. So the first part of today, we'll introduce the concept of self-worth as it's related to guilt. When we have guilt, it can quietly turn into the belief that something is wrong with us. Instead of thinking, hey, I made a mistake, our body starts carrying out this feeling like, I am the mistake. And this can lead to self-punishment, over-apologizing, shrinking, or feeling like you have to earn another's love. You have to earn another's approval. And most of all, you certainly aren't worthy of a good, positive feeling about yourself. The self-love, you just don't feel that type of thing. And this ends up impacting so many other aspects of life. You can imagine what it might be like in your job if you were always seeking approval outside of yourself, and how that would lead to potentially being in a position or a job where other people would take advantage of that and keep pushing on you for more and more and more. The next aspect that want to introduce is in relationships. Now, in relationships, guilt can really play itself out. Guilt can make a person stay in an unhealthy dynamic longer than they should. I know that everybody has seen one of these, especially if you have a family or a lot of close friends. You clearly see, not good. I know they're in this thing and they're in it for some reason, but they find themselves that they may be avoiding speaking up or tolerating poor treatment or taking responsibility for other people's emotions because they feel bad for disappointing someone in the past. This pattern is maybe not within the relationship. It may have happened when they were a kid. But what we're talking about today is how this is inculcated within our nervous system. What happens is our nervous system is creates a certain feeling, and then we'll think thoughts equal to the feeling, and then we'll act accordingly. The nervous system, another word for your nervous system, is your subconscious. And that is what we deal with cognitive movement, is we deal with your subconscious, but really it is your nervous system to be able to alleviate the feeling so you won't have the thought anymore. So when this happens, relationships dramatically shift. We've seen all kinds of shifts in relationship after doing cognitive movement. This is something that is really predictable because if you no longer felt that you needed to avoid speaking up or that you had to accept poor treatment in a relationship, you speak up, and then the other person is faced with two choices. They either change their behavior or the relationship ends. So, changes can happen very rapidly in different aspects of a person's life without you even without even trying. You just get rid of the grief, I mean, excuse me, the guilt, and then things change. The next aspect is boundaries. So, boundaries. It would seem like on the surface, like, what do you mean boundaries? If I feel guilty that I have a boundary issue, well, it is actually one of the biggest reasons. Guilt is one of the biggest reasons that people struggle with saying no. A person, they may know, they may know that you need space, rest, or honesty, and but at the moment, they try to set a boundary. Guilt floods their system and pulls them back into old patterns. So boundaries are easily impacted by a person that is struggling with guilt. Obviously, parenting and family. Now, this whole thing about parenting and family is something super significant. If you feel, for example, guilty, it can show up as overgiving, over-explaining, rescuing, or trying to make everybody happy. And you see a lot of parents these days, doing that. Parents may feel guilty for working, for resting, or needing time alone, or a mistake they made. You certainly see this in divorce a lot. This is something that when parents get divorced, I have seen parents start trying to overcompensate. So the feeling really is not being able to give their children everything they wish they could, whether that was time, whether that was a different outcome in the relationship with their partner, you name it. But it is really a very big subject. We're going to come back to parenting and family as it relates to guilt right after a message from our sponsors. But first, if this subject is of interest to you, if you have found yourself feeling guilty about all kinds of different things in your life, and you want to be free of it, there is a 5-day event that we have called CognoConscious. And if you go to cognomovement.com and click on events, you'll see the event where you can walk away without your guilt, being free of it and opened up to a new life. And now a word from our sponsors.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy, but every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
All right, and we're back. So this is where the episode where we're talking about guilt and how that impacts us in our lives. Parenting and family is what we were just talking about right before the break. And this, I'm sure everybody knows someone that has been divorced or that sort of thing, and they feel really guilty because they maybe they weren't able to keep it together with their spouse. Maybe they're the one at fault. Maybe they weren't. Everybody likes to take sides in these type of things and point the finger. But the breaking up of a family can produce a lot of feelings of guilt. And with these feelings of guilt, there comes all kinds of problems with overcompensating with the child, and also having the boundaries that you would have ordinarily. Very challenging situation. But once those boundaries are reset and things are normalized, definitely once the guilt is processed, a whole new way can come to being without really forcing it. Because when your nervous system lets go of the guilt, you stop blaming your spouse, and the child's not hearing that anymore. And not only that, but you're not feeling bad. So the next one up here in terms of how your life gets impacted with guilt is around money. You know, it's like, what does guilt have to do with money? Well, as it turns out, guilt can affect how people receive, how they charge, how they earn, how they spend, or keep money. Some people feel guilty making more than their family, or charging for their work, or buying something for themselves, or being successful when other people struggle. This is a very, very real thing. When someone has gotten a lot of wealth very suddenly, you can see oftentimes there is a discomfort, especially if the person has a social conscience. And there are people who have found themselves perpetually in the poorhouse because of guilt. Anytime they get money, they're going to get rid of it, handing it to anyone and everyone, because they don't feel really worthy of having the money. They don't feel worthy of of having a nicer thing, nicer clothes, and a better room at a hotel, you name it. For some people that don't have guilt, especially when it comes to expressing it around money, it sounds ridiculous. Like, I can't even connect with that. But it's just one of the ways that you can find the expression. And the thing about guilt is that for most people, it doesn't have a real limit. Like, for example, it could have been something that you did in your teenage years, but now, you're a senior citizen and you still feel bad about it. And it's impacting you today. There was a really good teacher who said guilt has a useful shelf life of about 3 seconds. And when I first heard that, I was like, what? Well, they said that it is useful. It does have a purpose. And that purpose was simply to tell you that you're off track. That's not something you should be doing, whatever that is. And it's useful just for 3 seconds. And you make the change and you let go of it. And this teacher had said that any more than that is actually punishing not only for you, but it's punishing for all of the people around you. The impact of your behavior, is really not healthy. Letting someone walk on you because you feel guilty, or letting them be disrespectful, ultimately, what ends up happening is they don't understand why they feel bad. They'll never associate it with being, mean to you. They may think that their judgments are justified or whatever, but they don't feel good. This is a simple fact that I wish I knew. Back when I was a teenager, I remember, I had some friends and we were very immature and we weren't particularly nice. And we didn't, none of us felt good. And I didn't really understand until years later that the reason that I didn't feel good had everything to do with how I treated others. You just never associate that, you did something to somebody else and you feel bad in general about yourself, but you don't associate it. But this is running in the background of our nervous system. So the release of your guilt and being able to treat yourself and others better is really what you might call a moral responsibility. It's not good for anyone to hold on to it. So another major area of life that I think is something that a lot of people can identify with is success and visibility. So that sounds like kind of strange, visibility. But guilt can make success feel unsafe. Someone may hold themselves back because being seen, being praised, or being paid may trigger a fear of judgment, a fear of rejection, or leaving others behind. These type of things are very real, and it's accentuated in today's cancel culture. So something that maybe was done 30, 40, 50 years ago could end up really impacting the person today in a very real way. So, being visible, maybe, or being successful, you might hold yourself back from it and not ever connect the dots. It's just a feeling. Again, this goes back to your brain and your nervous system. Now, by brain and your nervous system, what I mean is that your nervous system, the carrier of the electrical charge in your body, that's the definition of what your nervous system does. It carries little signals back and forth all over your body. And these signals do numerous things. Help with our muscles and help with the organs and the automatic systems running, keeping us breathing and so on and so forth. But the nervous system also does these, creates these involuntary reactions that you don't really realize. And Liz Larson likes to call it the electric fence. And the electric fence is, we all have it, and at different distances from us. An electric fence for success and visibility. If you have a lot of guilt and maybe fears of being seen or praised, that fence may be very close to you, not going to let you go very far. You touch it, and it's like shocking. And by that, I mean, you actually get this feeling in your body, like, oh, and or if you're have too many zeros in your bank account, ooh, whatever it might be, this involuntary reaction in your body is really what we're talking about. You're not even conscious of it, but there it is, and it's impacting your life. And when through doing these movements, these exercises which help you to eliminate that sensation around guilt in your body, what you'll find is that you'll end up being able to walk on stage and be seen or get paid the appropriate amount and feel okay about it, not reject it, not push it away. Next, we're coming up to is in work and in business. Guilt can create some really interesting things at work, and one of those is overworking or people pleasing, undercharging, avoiding hard conversations at work, or feeling responsible for everyone. Business owners can struggle to lead with clarity because they feel difficult, guilty feelings of disappointing a client, disappointing employees, their partners, or their audience, or their investors. If you have investors and things are not going well in the company, you may find yourself in a situation where it is difficult. It's difficult because you feel like you've given them your word, and maybe you feel as if you're not living up to that, and that can make one feel guilty as well. Again, that's distracting and not really helping out. But it's unexpected again. There's these feelings that are just sitting out there and making life difficult. The next topic up is Decision making. It's like, huh, why would decision making be impacted by feeling guilty? Well, guilt can cloud your clarity. Instead of choosing truth, desire, or wisdom, a person may choose from obligation. They may ask, who will be upset, instead of what is actually right for me? So ask yourself this: for you, what is it for you? Are you asking when you're coming up on your weekend? Are you looking at your weekend as what's actually right for me? Or are you looking more at who might be upset if I don't go, or whatever be the case? This is a very interesting question to ask. And notice the feeling that goes along with it. This is kind of one of those things that not a lot of people realize, is that the feeling is primary. The feeling comes first, and then I make decisions based upon the feeling, and I justify whatever that is. So if any of this has been resonating with you, I want to welcome you to look at the website CognoMovement. Dot com. That's CognoMovement.com, and click on events. There is a 5-day program called CognoConscious. And at CognoConscious, what we do is we clear up the guilt of your lifetime, the grief of your lifetime, the apathy, the fear, the despair, the anger, the hatred, the resentments, all of these negative feelings that are really reactions. They're not choices, they're reactions. We go through these different understandings, these different feelings, and eradicate them from your nervous system for a total of 5 days, one level after the next. And where you end up is at a place where you're operating in a much healthier life. And by that I mean, you can imagine being free of the guilt of your lifetime. What might that be like? What it might be like to be absent all of your fears, all of your anger. So this is the event. It's called CognoConscious. This year it's in Mount Shasta. And check out the website, cognomovement.com. We are going to be back again right after a word from our sponsors. And we will be talking more about this and the impacts it has on your life.
The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Dec, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle Magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Kiss me quick. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
We're back talking about guilt. Guilt and all of the impacts that it has on your life, and that there is something that you can do about it. This guilt actually can impact us physically. And one of those first ways that it happens is in our health and our self-care. Guilt can make us feel undeserved. A person may feel bad for taking time to themselves, spending money on healing, on eating what they want, on asking for help, or prioritizing their own body before everyone else's needs. I don't know if you've seen this before, but I sure have, where someone has tremendous guilt and they will literally put themselves as the last of the last, to the point where they have real health problems and they won't really talk about it. You can see it physically, sores or obvious lack of care for themselves. And at the same time, they are overgiving. So this is another sign of someone that has been suffering with guilt. And it's not limited to just that. It could be your creative expressions or your creativity. You can find that will block your self-expression. When someone feels guilty, really guilty, a lot of times they even feel like they're taking up space and they don't want to take up space. You'll hear them in meetings, I don't belong here or that sort of thing. And they feel like they're taking up time or space. And don't feel comfortable sharing their voice. They don't feel comfortable being talented, or wanting attention, or creating something that other people may judge. There's a reason why they're sensitive to other people's judgments, is because of the guilt they feel. It's kind of like it gives a the judgments have a place to resonate. So they're like, of course I'm terrible. Yes, and makes them feel even worse. It goes kind of without saying that joy and pleasure are something that people that have chronic guilt have a hard time with, because obviously guilt can interrupt your happiness. Even when something good happens, the system may tighten with thoughts like, I shouldn't enjoy this, or other people have it worse, or something bad will happen if I let myself feel too good. This is a very common thing, is to feel that you don't deserve. And there are entire cultures that revolve around this. They feel like guilt is good. It keeps me in line. I've actually heard that from somebody when I was working with them. They didn't want to let go of their guilt. They're like, it keeps me honest. It keeps me from doing anything that might be bad. Not realizing that it's impacting everyone around them by them holding on to these negative feelings about themselves. The culturally, there are certain cultures that are very much into, like, I'm the one that put, for example, Jesus on the cross, and when I grew up, it's like, it's your fault that he's up there on that cross. So, as a little child, you're like, damn, I am rotten, and all of us here are the rottenest of the rotten. That good man, and you done did that to him. You're the one who put the nails in his hands. You're the one who put the sword in his side. You know, it's the worst of the worst. You know, you are. They call it in Catholicism original sin. You know, you were born like this. You were born as being a sinner. So this guilt is inculcated and from a very early age where you feel it. Guilt is something that's been used by different institutions to control. If I can make you feel guilty, you become very easy to control, you know, if you authentically feel guilty. So I'll tell you to do this or that, and it's easy to get the person to comply. Now, that's something that doesn't have to be that way, and you can free yourself. And that's something we're going to talk about right at the end. But guilt is considered on the Dr. David Hawkins scale. It's considered right down there near the bottom of the emotions on the levels. They call it the levels of consciousness. And a level of consciousness is simply the understanding that you've come to thus far in your life. And the importance of this is that as I feel, let's say, shame or guilt, then the whole world looks tainted by this perception. And I get certain qualities, like we talked about at the very beginning of this show, was around blame. You know, if I'm feeling a lot of guilt, then I'm gonna start blaming. Or if I'm blaming a lot, I secretly have some guilt going on somewhere. Which leads us to this next one, which is spiritual growth. Guilt can just distort a person's relationship with healing. They may feel like they are failing spiritually if they still struggle, still get triggered, still feel angry, or still have human reactions. This person can turn personal growth into another place where they feel judged by themselves. So, guilt will try to attach itself to anything. And that's the nature of these levels of consciousness. Whatever it is, it'll try to find and apply the feeling to it. That's why when the feeling goes, it's so powerful, because you truly become free. Now, guilt, one of the basic tenets of the work that that we do at Cogna Movement is that guilt or any other emotion, which is, let's say, not resourceful, anger, fear, resentment. You know, there are certain benefits to every emotion, but prolonged guilt, prolonged shame and blame, and these sorts of things. When we have this, or we suppress, you can start to have certain things show up in your body, like a feeling of having a heavy feeling in your chest, or a throat being tightened. You've heard people have who have problems speaking, or they have very closed off throat, stomach discomfort, shoulder and neck tension, clenching their jaw, low energy. This is a big one. If you find yourself with low energy or fatigue, You may ask yourself, do I have some guilt? Because what happens is your nervous system, with the these electrical charges, we get a lot of resistance in the wires, the nervous system. And with that, it's very hard for the system to do its job, and you simply start getting fatigued. Being restless and need to apologize, freezing or shutting down, fawning is a big one, where you're trying to make things better for someone. Now, all of this here are resolvable, and it's not that easy if you're just trying to talk yourself out of it. For most of us, we try to talk ourselves out of it, but the feeling is still there, and that feeling will eventually attach itself to something else, even if it's inappropriate, even if you have nothing to be guilty about. So that is this rewiring that we do at CognoConscious. I want to invite you to check out cognomovement.com. That's CognoMovement.com. And click on events. You're going to see CognoConscious there. This year it's in Mount Shasta. And if you're interested, you get a ticket. You'll be able to come away a completely different person. And the reason why is you reprogram your actual nervous system to eliminate the feeling, and then you won't have the thoughts anymore. And with that, your actions will change. Thank you all for today. Thank you for spending the time to learn about guilt and how you might be able to free yourself.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.